So I guess I have time for some questions? Or that's a good question. So the question is, I'll repeat it. The question is, I said before that we're in the center of this ball, you know, but there's no center of the universe because there's no special place. What's the real story? The story is we're not at the center of the universe by any means. There doesn't seem to be a center of the universe, but we are at the center of the observable universe in the sense that if we look out into all directions, there's a distance out to which we can see that's an edge in the sense that if we tried to look farther than that, we'd be looking beyond this sort of very early universe state. And that just depends on how long it takes light to get from there to us. And so if you measure how long it takes light to get from the edges to us, you make a perfect sphere, right? So we are the center of how far we can see just because light travels the same speed in every direction. But we're not the center of the universe in the sense that there doesn't seem to be a center of the universe. It seems like every part of the universe is the center of its own observable universe. If you stand over here, you know, that sphere now moves with you. But there doesn't seem to be any part of the universe that's more central than any other part. The universe seems to be basically the same everywhere. That's a good question. So the question is, how does this play into the idea of a bound universe versus an unbound universe? We really don't have any information at the moment to say whether the universe does go on completely forever or whether there are boundaries. We can say that if it is bound, if there is a limit, then it's a lot larger than the observable universe. We have... there's a factor of, I think it's like 10 to the 23, so one with 23 zeros after it. We know that the universe is that times as many times again as big as the observable universe, and that's from some stuff we know about the early universe. So we know the universe is a lot larger than what we can see. We don't have any evidence for it sort of wrapping around on itself. That's something we've looked for. We don't have any evidence for there being a hard edge or another universe coming in and bumping into ours. We've looked for all of those things, and so far we haven't seen any evidence. But there's possibilities that we could see evidence for some of those things in the future. So that's one of the things we're still looking for. Okay, so the question is, if the universe was a complete sphere, wouldn't gravitational lensing affect what we see because the light would bend? That's a great question. We can measure how flat the universe is. So when you think of the universe as being a sphere, that would mean that it has to kind of be bending in around itself, right? And it's true that if the universe bends in on itself, then that means that space-time is bending, which means that the light takes a bent course. That's called gravitational lensing. We can measure how flat the universe is, and it seems like the universe is really, really flat in the sense that there doesn't seem to be any bending on any scale we can see. If it is a sphere, it's such a big sphere that it looks flat to us in the same way that when we're standing on Earth, Earth looks flat when we're standing on it, because it's just so big we can't see the curvature. And so that seems to be the case for the universe, that it might be that light would wrap around and come back to us eventually, but it would be so big that we can't see that curvature at all. And so all of the measurements we've done are consistent with an entirely flat universe in the sense that it does not curve around on itself. So what about other ways the universe could die, destroy itself, other than the heat death or the vacuum decay? Okay, yeah, good. So there are lots of ways to destroy the universe. I talked about the heat death, which is where the universe just gets so empty from the expansion that everything kind of peters out and dies. And then I talked about vacuum decay. There are also possibilities where the universe might go through a cycle of big bangs and big crunches. So at the moment, it looks like the expansion is just speeding up, so it's not going to come around and come back. But we don't know. We don't understand dark energy well enough to know that the expansion will always be speeding up. It's possible it'll turn around and come back in, and then that you could get a big crunch. There's also a possibility that there are sort of parallel universes. So we could be in one universe here, and there could be another one here, and we could be sort of moving with respect to each other, and we could come in and collide. That's there's a model called the ekpyrotic universe that's based on that idea, where the Big Bang was like a collision of these two parallel universes, and they've been coming apart and expanding individually, and at some point they'll come back together, and there'll be a new Big Bang. That's another possibility. There are other kinds of cyclic universes like that are theorized. And then there's one called the Big Rip, which is a lot of fun, which is an idea where the expansion of the universe speeds up, but it keeps speeding up at an accelerated rate such that the expansion starts to go so fast that it rips the universe apart. And it would sort of destroy our solar system and then destroy the Earth and then destroy molecular bonds, and then the whole universe would be ripped apart in the very distant future. So there are a number of possibilities. But at the moment, the one that looks most likely is just the sort of constant expansion. But even that, you know, I mean, those things are very, very far in the future, so not things to worry about yet. Maybe one more question? Okay, so the question is, I said that the universe is basically the same in every part of the universe. Is there any way to verify that? And if it turns out that it's not the case, what are the implications? We can actually study that, and there have been some really interesting studies recently looking at how galaxies are laid out in the universe and trying to find any departure from this. It's called homogeneity. It's when the universe is the same everywhere. And there was a big one actually carried out here in Australia, a survey called WIGGLES, which was looking at... it's a long story, the name. Anyway, they were looking at very distant galaxies and how they were laid out, and they got some very good information about how the universe really does seem to be very uniform. There are ways that the universe could be not uniform, so it could be... There's also been some interesting work done here in Australia where people have been looking at the possibility that the constants of nature are a little bit different in one direction or another, or changing with time. Those seem to be inconclusive. It looks like probably the constants of nature don't change with distance, but it could be that there's, if we look, you know, far enough in that direction, that things are a little bit different, and that would tell us something about the sort of larger structure of the universe. So if the universe isn't the same in every direction or in every part of the universe, then we'll learn something about this larger structure beyond what we can see out to our sort of personal horizon. But at the moment, all the data points to things really being about the same. So I guess I should wrap up. Thank you.